He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, you folks are standing here at the American Theater Network, and you listen to the news. It is such a beautiful example of how reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. And once again, our attention is artificially focused by the controlled media on the four people who died at Benghazi. Four people died at Benghazi. Who is responsible? Ladies and gentlemen, America has financed the rebels in Syria who killed over 160,000 people, 160,000 innocent civilians, millions have lost everything they have, millions are living in refugee camps. When was the last time you heard this week about that? And you're not going to. They control your reality. They focus your attention on the things they want you to think about. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, in person with this sports key season now coming up, and exciting times ahead. Football season will be here before long, and who's going to be the champion quarterback. We live in the most wonderful utopian society where over 148 million Americans get some sort of a government check. Now, admittedly, Social Security, you paid into it, you're entitled to it, but because that money has been spent, the government, by politicians, have taken the money and replaced it with IOUs, part of the national debt. Same thing is true with Medicare. There is no Medicare trust fund. Oh, it has IOUs in it. That's right. And the same thing is true with, as I said, it was Social Security and Medicare trust funds. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going behind over $1 trillion a year. They're lying to us about everything. The media is rigidly controlled. And now, of course, we see something going on over in the Ukraine, which most people don't understand. But 2 months ago, most of you weren't even aware of Kiev or the machinations of the importance of the Ukraine as far as Russia's concerned. And a lot of the publicity, honestly, makes Putin look like a pretty good guy. You know, he's championing Christianity and freedom and democracy and reality is usually soft at. Illusion is usually king. And that's why you need to listen to these programs and learn what's going on. I guess this morning, Andrew Skousen, and he's going to be giving us the summary of this week's World Affairs Brief. Listen very, very carefully. Good morning, Andrew. You pick up the story.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you. Nice to hear you again. The top story, as you were talking about, is about the Russian strategy against Ukraine in the interim. Joel says, if Russia were going to invade Ukraine, taking advantage of its own engineered separatist movement, this past week was the optimum opportunity to do so. Ukraine had finally taken strong enough military action against Putin's stealth-armed forces, which are composed of Russian Spetsnaz agents and civilian mercenaries, to justify intervention disingenuously in the name of protecting civilians. There were, according to Putin, thousands of repressed Ukrainians calling out to him for help. Instead, the extremely limited and incompetent Ukraine military offensive settled into a grinding stalemate that did little to help Kiev's position. This was exacerbated by roving agent provocateurs of an unknown allegiance who were accused of committing drive-by shootings and kidnapping. Amidst all this, Putin suddenly announced he was withdrawing his troops from the border. He was standing down the threat of invasion. And why not? Why should he openly invade and risk looking like the aggressor he really is when his stealth invasion by proxies is working as planned and the secretly Russian-controlled Ukraine government is doing almost everything wrong? So far, no movements away from the eastern Ukraine have been confirmed by U.S. satellites, but Putin did announce he will attend the NATO ceremony celebrating the end of World War II on May 17th. and he would not be going there if an invasion was imminent. Let's quickly review what went on this week to show what I mean about the stalled Ukraine offensive. Hannah Leventova, reporting from Mother Jones, had the best summary of this week in Ukraine. She said, quote, "After months of steady conflict and protest in a dozen cities in eastern Ukraine, the crisis in the country has escalated in the past week with deadly clashes in Slavyansk and in the port city of Odessa, the first serious instance of violence outside eastern Ukraine. The clashes have left more than 70 dead," Joel inserts. "Putin is picking on Odessa at the western end of Ukraine in an important strategic move that I will explain later." Continue the quote. "What just happened in Odessa? The conflict began as an armed street fighting escalated when the House of Trade Unions, which had become a makeshift headquarters for pro-Russian forces, was set ablaze, in part by Molotov cocktails. Dozens died of smoke inhalation or as they jumped from the building to escape the flames. Most of those 40 killed are believed to have been pro-Russian separatists. Ukraine's foreign ministry blamed the violence on provocateurs paid generously by the Russian special forces, while Russia pointed the finger at Right Sector, a Ukrainian nationalist group." Joel inserts, "The latter could well be true, as the Ukraine government has seated itself with neo-Nazis and quote-unquote Right Sector hooligans in order to make sure that hatred builds against the Western side." Continue the quote. "Human Rights Watch also published a report today chronicling abductions of activists, journalists, and local officials in eastern Ukraine. Most of those who've been released were beaten while captive, and some were seriously injured. In addition to kidnappings and those leaving on their own, reports of disappearances continue to roll in," Joel says. "These guerrilla tactics are extremely tough on the local population to keep tension and hatred high. One of my sources in eastern Ukraine wrote about what it's like there. Quote, days ago there was a gathering in the center of the city for a 21-year-old girl who had died. She was shot 5 days ago. There were no eyewitnesses, however. But the Ukrainian military never came to our part of town. Many locals saw men in cars wearing all black and had automatic weapons and are believed to be the ones that killed her. It happened on the day when there was a large amount of Right Sector mercenaries here. We saw men running around in Kramatorsk today, dressed all in black, carrying automatic weapons. That, in and of itself, doesn't mean much, except that the pro-Russians in the city have never snuck around or even tried to hide." Joel says, "It may well have been purposeful that these death squads be identified with the Western Ukraine government."
Hold the thought, Andrew. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Abreu Auto Body and Glass in Greeley congratulates the class of 2014. Students, at this special time in your life, show how smart you really are by making the right choices and do not to drink or do drugs. If you want your prom and graduation festival to be fun and something you will always remember, don't get in a vehicle with intoxicated friends. This message is from Abreu Auto Body and Glass in Greeley, congratulating the graduating class of 2014 on a job well done.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here you see in the other cities, are these groups of people running around all dressed in black? Are they obviously not Putin supporters? They're very open in who they are. They're not supporters of the Ukrainian. Who are these people running around dressed in black and committing wanton acts of violence? Do you remember in Washington some years ago, the Battle of Seattle, where all these people were running around dressed in black, committing acts of wanton of violence, and nobody knew who they were, but they would come in and commit these acts of violence, trying to get the people worked up into a frenzy? And I'd like to suggest it's exactly the same thing. This is deja vu all over again. There's standard techniques that are being used by what I call the Brotherhood, and they'll come up with all sorts of explanations. But of course, they're trying to whip up in the people to get involved and take one side or the other. The people there are being totally manipulated, just like your reality is being manipulated. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. And it could be that these death squads are purposely being identified with the Western Ukraine government, but they are secretly doing Moscow's bidding by engaging in these inflammatory acts that only further justify the separatist rebellion. During the build-up to the Crimean turnover, it's no secret that Russia deployed dozens of Spetsnaz teams trained in fomenting civil unrest. Back to Mother Jones now. Quote, over the weekend, a group of pro-Russian protesters attacked an Odessa police station demanding the release of other demonstrators and leading to the release of 67 activists. Joel says, this is another reason why the quote-unquote crackdown isn't working. Too many Russian sympathizers are among the police. Continuing the quote, violence is escalating in eastern Ukraine, too, where four Ukrainian officers were killed and 30 wounded in Slavyansk on Friday after Ukrainian troops launched an offensive against separatist forces occupying government buildings. The small city has become a hub for the movement opposing the new interim government in Kiev. On Monday, 30 pro-Russian separatists were also killed in the city after ambushing Ukrainian forces. Joel says, but other than these two high-profile events, which resulted in about equal casualties on both sides, the assault seemed to vanish into a timid form of conflict which betrayed any real intent to win a decisive victory. This from my source in eastern Ukraine. Quote, the military is continuing to do their thing. They have Slavyansk completely surrounded. I heard some shots there last night, but nothing big. In Kramatorsk, there is an entry point, or an entry checkpoint. If you don't have a passport that shows you live in the city, you cannot enter. Joel says, what he is describing is a siege tactic with little attempt to root out the armed separatist forces occupying buildings. And then there's this big problem. Continue the quote. Most of the old Ukrainian military doesn't recognize this new government and doesn't want to shoot their own cousins because this de facto government told them to. In Kramatorsk yesterday, there was a car driving around with a bullhorn and a recorded message saying to all residents need to come to the square to protect the city. The tactic that they, separatists, are using is to get the citizens to go where the military is and surround the armored vehicles, because they know the military won't go any further in order to not kill citizens. A week before that, helicopters flew around the city dropping papers that said not to help the pro-Russian terrorists. Don't let them into your home and to report anything that is unusual. Joel says, worthless tactic. Joel also says, the shutting down of the largest private bank has really brought work to a halt in eastern Ukraine. Businesses are mostly closed and people aren't going to work, which is meant to exacerbate the crisis. The fact that the bank is owned by an oligarch associated with the Western Ukraine government also helps focus hatred on the West. Continuing the quote from his source in eastern Ukraine. Quote, responding to the violence, Ukraine's largest bank, Privatbank, has temporarily closed all of its branches in Donetsk and Luhansk. It said in a statement that in 10 days, 38 of its ATMs, 24 branches, and 11 cash collection vans had suffered arson, assault, and wanton destruction at the hands of armed people who break into bank branches and seize security vans. The bank has been targeted by separatists in part because its co-owner, billionaire and current Dnipropetrovsk region governor, Igor Kolomoisky, Joel says more on this guy later, offered the Ukrainian military a $10,000 bounty for every pro-Russian saboteur they catch. The closures are likely to cause economic havoc for many. Privatbank said that it processes the pensions of more than 400,000 retirees, along with other benefits for an additional 220,000 people across both regions. Meanwhile, kidnappings, disappearances, and death threats have been escalating. Pro-Russian activists have been posting photos and personal information of Euromaidan activists and members of Right Sector that the group alleged had a hand in stoking Friday's violence in Odessa. The posts often include captions calling for activists to find and destroy those pictures, reports the Kiev Post. With the nation's May 25th presidential and mayoral elections looming, Ukrainian officials are desperate to maintain order, sending an elite special forces unit to help safeguard Odessa, appointing a new military commander, and even urging the creation of an quote-unquote army. End quote. Joel says, the volunteer army idea is being promoted not only by Ukraine's interim government, but by former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Unfortunately, it's also meant to make things worse, not better. These young recruits are being put in combat with only 3 weeks of training, and that's just asking for mistakes, defections, and civilian casualties. But playing games with the electoral process is the real focus of Putin's strategic plan to take back at least half of Ukraine piecemeal without an open invasion. He set the stage Thursday by not criticizing the main presidential election and calling for the separatist referendum to be postponed due to the violence, which he himself has fomented. What is more disingenuous is that Putin knows that his call for the separatists to postpone their election would be disregarded, which is exactly what happened this week as the separatists rejected Putin's interference and openly proclaimed that Putin doesn't control or speak for them, a falsehood Putin is eager to promote as part of his propaganda pitch, that this is a quote-unquote spontaneous separatist movement. It is not. The pro-Russian factions have said the ballots are printed, the polling places designated, and that they intend to go forward with the referendum on independence from Ukraine. It's going to be a two-stage election, the first calling for independence, which most want, and then sometime later a separate referendum on whether to engage in some relationship with Russia. As my source in eastern Ukraine told me, most in that region just want to be left alone and independent of either east or west. The one interesting, this is from his source, quote, the one interesting thing is when I chat with the ethnic Russians here in Kramatorsk, they don't want to be part of Russia. They also don't want to be with Western Ukraine. They have much more industry and resources here in the east and make the majority of the country's GDP. So I think if there was no outside influence, they would be their own country, end quote. Joel says, but that isn't going to be allowed to happen. In fact, there is a concerted effort to poison relations between East and West and make sure sides are chosen and that they choose Russia over the EU. One of the most egregious examples is this hate campaign to make it appear as if those in Western Ukraine want to annihilate all the Russians in the East. It started with a presumed tapped phone conversation of Yulia Tymoshenko a few weeks ago, where she was supposed to have said she wanted to nuke all the ethnic Russians in Eastern Ukraine, as if that were possible, which it isn't. Even if the conversation really happened, it would have to have been done as a specific provocation to create hatred. Rational people, and especially professional politicians, simply don't make these kind of extreme statements, unless they work for the other side. Given Tymoshenko's cozy relationship with Putin, she could well be working for Russia, even now. As my source in eastern Ukraine said, we know here that she went to visit Putin after her release from prison in February. Joel says, other examples of inflammatory actions by pro-Ukraine groups keep appearing, often together with Ukraine's military. Why would the Western Ukraine government hire right sector hate squads to appear together with their military if they were really interested in keeping peace within the country? Why send them to Eastern Ukraine to act as goon squads harassing unarmed people? And why label yourself on the right unless you actually intend to poison public opinion against the right? Because that's exactly what is happening. This from my source, quote, with the Ukrainian troops are what is called the right sector forces. They're pretty much neo-Nazis that want blood. They will do anything for money and hate ethnic Russians, end quote. Joel says, none of this makes sense unless you're trying to create tension. As I said before, all this is evidence that the Western Ukraine government is still working for Putin behind the scenes, poisoning the waters to make sure there is no reconciliation between East and West in Ukraine. Rational governments trying to do what is right don't associate with neo-Nazis and would disavow any such association instantly. All of these provocations play into Russia's hands. As I pointed out last week, I think what's going to happen is that at least two East Ukraine regions will vote for independence, and that will hand Russia the democratic legitimacy that Putin needs to support them and demand they be free from the Western Ukraine government. That formula will spread to other regions quickly, in concert with continued use of pro-Russian mercenaries and violence, so that by the time the general election on May 25th rolls around, and it may be postponed due to the loss of several regions in the east, those that will vote in the general election will be mainly Western Ukrainians, allowing a seemingly pro-Western candidate to win. Why would Russia want a pro-Western candidate to win? Precisely because this provides the continued appearance of oppression so that he can continue to split apart the country. Changing the electoral makeup in Ukraine by splitting off pro-Russian areas is important because in the past two elections, Eastern Ukrainians combined with the pro-Russian minorities in Western Ukraine have dominated both the parliament and the presidential elections. That's how Yanukovych got elected. The only reason a pro-Russian president would not be elected this time around is that the East is seceding in sufficient numbers to allow for a pro-Western victory. Even when dealing with an election where they have a majority of control, Russia still rigs the election. This is a holdover from the Soviet days when they weren't satisfied until everything has a look of unanimity. A UN report found this during the Crimean vote, but downplayed it. This was reported in RIA Novosti. Quote, a draft UN report on human rights in Ukraine alleges the Russian government actively repressed the possibility of dissent or anti-Russian sentiment in the run-up to the referendum in Crimea. Quote, the delegation met with sources who claimed that there had been alleged cases of non-Ukrainian citizens participating in the referendum, as well as individuals voting numerous times in different locations, end quote, said an excerpt of the draft report. Simonovich did not include that the results of the referendum would have been different if Russia had made no attempt to influence the vote, end quote, Joel says, but they can't help making sure anyway. Ukraine's presidential election is also being heavily manipulated. A Ukrainian oligarch who has had one of those too-good-to-be-true surges typical of American-manipulated politics, remember McCain and Rick Perry, etc., is now poised for a landslide win. According to UPI, quote, Ukrainian billionaire Petro Poroshenko leads the field of 21 candidates in Ukraine's May 25th presidential election. A poll released this week indicates Poroshenko has the support of 48% of respondents in a joint survey by four polling services. His closest competitor, former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, only received 14%, end quote. Joel says this doesn't make sense. Oligarchs are mostly hated in Ukraine and certainly distrusted in the extreme, while Tymoshenko has her detractors. An honest poll would show her much higher than 14%, just on name recognition alone. Poroshenko is a somewhat lesser-known entity, having been Ukraine's former foreign affairs minister and trade and economic development minister, where he used state development powers to increase his influence and shift business to other insiders. Like all the oligarchs in both Russia and former Soviet states, Poroshenko got rich by insider connections with the quote-unquote former communist hierarchy, which was still secretly in power even after the quote-unquote fall. His business interests in Ukraine include chocolate enterprises, shipyards, car plants, and a television station.
Hold that thought, Andrew. We'll be back in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, this whole situation is being manipulated. Please remember, we finance communism. The bandit American.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Jensen Arms says, if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ald salutes the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom. Let's remember them by continuing to donate blood for our returning injured military. Be a silent hero and give blood today. Could save the life of a soldier or someone in our community. This reminder is from Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ault. For all your electrical work, call 834-1715. That's 834-1715. Proud to salute our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan, reality is usually soft as illusion, usually king. And the average American has no idea what's really going on in the world because he's controlled by the media, which is controlled by the establishment here in America, which is working to bring about a one-world government. Who is Putin? Why, Putin is a lifelong member of the KGB. He is the head of the KGB. But over there in Russia, they have a sort of semi-capitalist system. You know, they got the oligarchs, these people running the great corporations. Who are they? They're all members of the KGB. Nothing as it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. There are a lot of people, and as they are pointing out, but you know, Christianity is making a comeback in Russia. Why, Putin is encouraging the free enterprise system, and a lot of the people over there is going up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all being manipulated. I mean, certainly is to make a Barack Obama look bad and make Putin look good. And they're all corrupt. They're all part of this movement to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and wipe out your life savings, and then institute a one-world religion and destroy Christianity. That's to be the foundation of everything going on. When you understand this, everything else is simply fall to roll. And you need to get things clear in your own mind
and then help us get the information out. Our guest, Joel Skousen, Andrew Skousen. Andrew, before you go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, or your dad's publication, how they can certainly get a free copy, how they can get your dad's books, which are vitally important, how to begin to make preparations for the individuals here for the very difficult times that are lying ahead, and not in the too distant future. Go right ahead.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Stan. If people go to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com, that's all one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com, there's an easy way to sign up. It's a short process to create an account and pay the $48 a year, and then the World Affairs Brief will come to their inbox via email every week. Once they sign in there, they'll have access to a subscriber side of our website, which has past editions of all of the World Affairs Brief, so they can go back and see what Joel has said leading into the Ukraine crisis and everything in the past as well. If they want a free sample of the brief, they can send an email to editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's a one-time free sample of the brief that they can get there.
One more time, would you repeat the address, please?
Yes, that's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And just put in the subject line of free sample brief. On worldaffairsbrief.com, they will also find a link to joelskousen.com, our other website, which lists all of the works by Joel, as well as me as co-author on some of them. The foremost selling book is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. This book highlights all of the threats that we foresee us facing in the future, and then highlights which areas of North America, and particularly the U.S., that are going to be hit a little bit less hard, where people will be able to find a little bit more of a reprieve. Nowhere is going to be completely free of the hard times that are coming. So the people should also look at getting one of our other two books to help prepare their relocation retreat. These are The Secure Home, which is a big, almost 700-page book that highlights how to secure a residence and property, as well as ideas about putting in alternate energy systems and creating a secure room that is safe and has good security features to it to protect yourself and your belongings. If people want a smaller book for just a single secure room, they can get the High Security Shelter book, which is has complete do-it-yourself plans for a small-scale room made out of reinforced cinder blocks with a concrete roof. This small room should be enough to store yourself and your supplies during hard times. And there are also ideas about creating a small-scale alternate energy system to keep lights and basic services running during those times. And those are all available by going to joelskousen.com. Or if people want to order those by phone, they can get those through you at Radio Liberty. Right, Dr. Stan?
By calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into very difficult times. Prepare yourself, prepare your friends, tell others about what's going on, and try to get them to understand that both of our political parties are controlled by exactly the same group, whose dedication is not to America, but to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, and that's why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world, almost 1,000 between 800 and 1,000 foreign military bases. Do you really think we're defending America? If you do, you're incredibly naive. We're heading into a crisis. It's not a matter of if, but when. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, we're commenting on a Ukrainian billionaire, Petro Poroshenko, who seems to be leading the polls coming up to the May 25th presidential election in Ukraine. Like all the oligarchs in both Russia and former Soviet states, Poroshenko got rich by insider connections with the quote-unquote former communist hierarchy, which was still secretly in power even after the fall. Like all politicians, he is campaigning against the corruption that is endemic to all post-Soviet states, of which he is very much a part. Corruption of which he is very much a part. The corruption of the old Soviet days has never changed. Only the faces change as the rich and the corrupt retire to their villas and dachas. This from Joel's source in eastern Ukraine. Quote, I know how to create jobs, he said. I can be a diplomat. I intend to unite people to demonstrate zero tolerance for corruption to modernize the country. Joel says, that's what they all say, but it's a lie. My source added this story about how corruption still reigns. Quote, the coal miners went on strike in the east a few weeks ago. Low wages, working conditions, etc. The thing that drove them over the edge was that their employers were told to take 10% out of their checks to pay to fix the destruction caused by the Maidan Square uprising. But the employers never paid the 10% to Kiev. They kept it. This place is so corrupt, it makes Chicago look like a Girl Scout bake sale. End quote.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Henry Stouts.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Andrew, go right ahead. And Andrew?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Oh, yes. Yulia Tymoshenko, who was also critical of Russia when she ran for the presidency, but once in office, she never changed anything, especially about corruption. She never purged the corrupt communist bureaucracies and even joined them by becoming wealthy herself through insider dealings in the natural gas market. Of course, Tymoshenko was always very chummy with Putin, even when she was in office. riding on anti-Russia sentiment. Because of the distrust she has created in Western Ukraine, or perhaps because she is now viewed as damaged goods, the Russian controllers of the Western Ukraine coup leaders have decided to try a new deceiver-in-chief, Poroshenko. Nearby countries are getting nervous. On Monday, Moldova's president, prime minister, and parliament speaker issued a statement saying they were placing troops on the border with Ukraine on alert because of the growing violence. And for good reason. They can see the handwriting on the wall as Russia begins its move on the west. It's no coincidence that Putin sent his agent provocateurs into Odessa, which is close to the Moldovan border, and right below Transdniestria, Moldova's most pro-communist and unstable region. If Putin can get eastern Ukraine to defect and southwestern Ukraine, Odessa, too, he can easily justify closing the gap between the two centers of rebellion. This strategy does several things. One, it allows him to maintain control over the strategic arms industry of eastern Ukraine. Here are the details on the military link between eastern Ukraine and Russia, from Rusi.org. Quote, of Russia's total imports, only 4.4% come from Ukraine, but they are vital for some key elements of Russia's military establishment. Some 30% of Ukrainian military exports to Russia are unique and cannot currently be substituted by Russian production. Russia's heavy intercontinental ballistic missiles, the SS-18 ICBM, are designed and produced by the Yuzmashk Combine in Dnipropetrovsk. Guidance systems for the SS-25 Tokol and the SS-19 are also produced in Ukraine. In addition, some 20% of the natural uranium currently consumed by Russia's nuclear industry, both for civilian and military purposes, comes from Zolty Vody in Ukraine. Since Soviet days, Russia's shipbuilding program has heavily depended on gas turbine engines and gears produced in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. The Russian Air Force is also critically dependent on the Ukrainian defense industry. Ukrainian enterprises produce the R-27 medium-range air-to-air missile, as well as the seekers for the R-73 short-range missile that represents the majority of anti-air missiles operated by Russian fighters. Ukraine's Motorsich produces jet engines for a variety of Russian transport jet aircraft, including the An-124 Ruslan, the largest Russian transport aircraft, as well as for some combat and training aircraft, plus transport helicopters, end quote. Secondly, Ukraine provides a land bridge to the Crimean Peninsula. Crimea is dependent on Ukraine for 5% of its food supplies. Because of Crimea's secession, food supplies are already under strain and cannot be easily met by air and sea supply from Russia. The opening of a secure land corridor would mitigate the problem immediately, and Russia intends to take over southern Ukraine to bridge that gap. Third, by taking over all the southern oblasts, the provinces, along the Black Sea, Putin then effectively removes Ukraine's access to the Black Sea and what's left of the Ukrainian naval bases on the coast. This also would force Ukraine to export its wheat and corn via ports controlled by Russia, giving Russia even a greater stranglehold on Ukraine commerce. This last course of action will be highly contested by the West and the EU, but they may not be able to stop it. The Russian long-term plan for Ukraine is laid out here in a map. We have a link in the brief, where Interpreter magazine envisions Russia creating a new Russian ally termed Novorossiya, New Russia, out of eastern and southern Ukraine, merging with Moldova and then on to the Balkans. Interpreter Mag believes, quote, to the extent that Transdniestria is a model for some putative Novorossiya, it presents a very ugly picture. Transdniestria, under its breakaway government, has been one of the most repressive places in the former Soviet space and has a thoroughly criminalized government that has been preparing to sell off the enormous arms cache left over from USSR time to all and sundry, including terrorist groups. And on the other, it underscores that Putin's plans are far broader than Ukraine and involve a thrust into the Balkans. Were to be taken from Moldova and annexed to Russia, that would almost certainly lead to the collapse of the Moldovan state, the unification of part of it with Romania, the the federalization of that country and the extension of a Moscow-sponsored arc of instability into the Balkans, end quote. Joel says, and if anyone thinks the threat of further sanctions against Putin, think again. The first two rounds of sanctions targeted only a dozen or so people close to Putin, and they were laughable. These people all have access to alternative channels of wealth that can bypass these sanctions. The targeted chairman of Russia's Rocket Motor Company, which is also the exclusive supplier to the U.S. space launch program, is threatening to retaliate on his own. And Putin has levied a major billion-dollar surcharge on Visa and MasterCard in Russia as a, quote-unquote, cost of doing business. But don't get too excited about all of the hype of Russia, China, and the BRICS countries sinking the U.S. dollar. Yes, they are doing everything they can to bypass using dollars, but still their proportion of the trade, of the dollar trade, is not sufficient to, quote, collapse the dollar, end quote. U.S. trade alone is over half the dollar trade, and that isn't going away anytime soon. Russia is already pushing back against Ukraine by declaring the Ukraine gas company, Naftogaz, in default. This triggers an agreed-upon condition whereby Ukraine will now have to prepay for all gas it receives starting June 1st. While the heating season is about over, Ukraine will have to come up with hard IMF cash by wintertime, and there are always strings attached to IMF funds. U.S. and NATO continue to rattle the sanctions, the saber of sanctions, but Europe is in no position to go along, being held hostage to Russian gas and oil products. Obama promised further sanctions on Russia if it disrupts the presidential elections on May 25th, but I think the situation in Ukraine is enough to create their, quote-unquote, own disruption. Senate Republicans have also, quote, introduced a bill that would go even further than Obama's proposal.
I'm afraid we're out of time. I'm afraid we're out of time, Andrew. Thank you very much for being with us. We look forward to talking to you next week. Try to clarify what is intentionally planned confusion for the American people who understand. Until next week, God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I just stand here, and if you look and see what's going on over in Moldavia and Ukraine and other Crimea, it's a lot of confusion. Well, of course, it's supposed to be confusion, but you're not supposed to understand what is really going on. The ultimate plan is a one-world government under the control of a ruling elite, a one-world financial system, and certainly a destruction of Christianity and the creation of a one-world religion. It is anti-Christian. Christianity has been systematically undermined in the United States. They've changed the music and the message of our churches. Our churches are not speaking out on the real issues. We have certainly a religion of love. Isn't it just wonderful? And yet, of course, so much of the prophecies of the Bible, which tell us exactly what's going on today, are totally ignored. But what you must understand is that we created communism. If you don't believe that, if you don't believe that Putin is working very closely with our leaders, you need a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, and we'll give you references to all the other books that take me to the background of the secret society Cecil Rhodes created, a continuation of far earlier secret societies, but always with the same game, the same satanic game. Incidentally, you know, if you respell Satan, it comes up with Santa, and that's what we have. Santa's being so good to us today, but Santa is about to remove his mask, and you're going to see who Santa really is, who's providing all these wonderful things we can't afford. And then, of course, we finance the communists. And if you haven't read John Loftus's book, certainly America's Nazi Secret, or The War, The Secret War Against the Jews, or heard my 4-CD set of interviews with John Loftus, who had security clearance 3 levels above top secret. Why, that's called The War Against the Jews, the 4-CD set. This is what you need to get. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Who do you think is funding the Islamic terrorists throughout the world? Who is it who instituted Sharia law in both Afghanistan and in Iraq? Why, the United States government. Who is financing the people who are killing the Christians throughout the world, for instance, in Syria? I mean, Assad, well, however you feel about Assad, he's a physician. He didn't want that job heading Syria, but this dad died, and his brother had been killed. They needed somebody to take over. Assad was our ally, and now he's our enemy. And of course, who is? But Assad always supported the Jews, always supported the Christians, and we are financing the people who are killing the Christians. Are you concerned? Are you concerned that reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're financing the people in Libya and in Egypt and certainly in Algeria who are killing the Christians. But you're so busy watching television and waiting for the next football season, you're unconcerned. Well, you better start getting concerned and making preparations. Radio Liberty is listener-supported. We do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours a day. I've had to get back a little bit, but you can hear us regularly, 5 hours a day at 1-800-544-8927. Listeners on the Internet. Or you may have a station locally where you can pick us up. Yeah. And then there's...